August 2nd through the 8th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 85 through 87. Stand ye in holy places. The Spirit may lead you to study principles in Sections 85 through 87 that are not highlighted in this outline. Follow His promptings. Christmas Day is usually a time to ponder passages like Peace on Earth and Goodwill toward Men. See Luke chapter 2, verse 14. But on December 25, 1832, Joseph Smith's mind was occupied with the threat of war. South Carolina had just defied the United States government and was preparing for battle. And the Lord revealed to Joseph that this was only the beginning. War, he declared, will be poured out upon all nations. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 87, verse 2. It seemed like this prophecy would be fulfilled very soon. But then it wasn't. Within just a few weeks, South Carolina and the United States government reached a compromise, and war was averted. But revelation is not always fulfilled at the time or in the way we expect. Nearly 30 years later, long after Joseph Smith was martyred and the saints had moved west, South Carolina did rebel, and civil war followed. Since then, war throughout the world has caused the earth to mourn. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 87, verse 6. While the prophecy was ultimately fulfilled, the value of this revelation is less in predicting when calamity will come and more in teaching what to do when it does. The counsel is the same in 1831, 1861, and 2021. Quote, "Stand ye in holy places and be not moved." See verse 8. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verses 1 through 2. It is good to keep a history. The history described in verse 1 recorded the names of those who had received inheritances legally in Zion. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 72, verses 24 through 26. However, this history was more than just administrative. It was also a valuable record of the saints' manner of life, their faith, and works. See verse 2. Are you keeping a personal journal or history? What could you record about your manner of life, faith, and works that might be a blessing to future generations? How might this history be a blessing for you? See also Journals of Far More Worth Than Gold, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Wilford Woodruff, 2011, pages 125 through 33. Turning Hearts, video, churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verse 6. The Spirit speaks with a still, small voice. Ponder the words Joseph Smith used to describe the Spirit in Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verse 6. In what sense is the Spirit's voice still and small? What are some things it pierceth in your life? As you think about how the Spirit speaks to you, consider these descriptions given through Joseph Smith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 22 through 24, section 8, verses 2 and 3, section 9, verses 7 through 9, section 11, verses 12 and 13, and section 128, verse 1. Based on what you have read, what do you feel you need to do to better perceive the Spirit's voice? See also 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 12, and Helaman chapter 5, verse 30. Doctrine and Covenants, section 86. The righteous are gathered in the last days. Doctrine and Covenants, section 86, verses 1 through 7, contains the Lord's explanation of the parable of the wheat and the tares, with a slightly different emphasis than he gave in Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 37 through 43. As you compare the two, what differences do you notice? Consider why this parable, with these differences, is worth repeating in the last days even now. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 86, verse 4. What can you learn from this parable and its latter-day interpretation? As recorded in verses 8 through 11, the Lord then spoke of priesthood, restoration, and the salvation of His people. What connections do you see between these verses and the parable of the wheat and the tares? How can you be a savior unto the Lord's people? See verse 11. See also Gospel Topics, Apostasy, Restoration of the Priesthood, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 87. Peace is found in holy places. In addition to the physical dangers of bloodshed and famine and plague and earthquake, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 87, verse 6, the counsel in this revelation can also apply to spiritual dangers we all face in the latter days. What are your holy places? See verse 8, where you find peace and safety. What makes a place holy? In addition to physical locations, perhaps there are holy times, holy practices, or holy thoughts that can provide peace. What does it mean to be not moved from these places? See also Henry B. Eyring, A Home Where the Spirit of the Lord Dwells, Ensign Oleahona, May 2019. See also Saints, Volume 1, pages 163 through 164, and Peace and War, Revelations in Context, pages 158 through 164. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 85, verse 6. How can you teach your family to recognize the still, small voice of the Spirit? Maybe you could play a game in which someone whispers important instructions amid distracting noises. What might be distracting us from hearing the Holy Ghost? Perhaps family members could share what they do to hear the voice of the Spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 86. Drawing or looking at pictures could help your family understand the parable of the wheat and the tares. You might want to start with pictures of things described in Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Then your family could label the pictures with explanations from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 86, verses 1 through 7. How are we like the wheat? How can we be like the angels who gather the wheat? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 87, verse 8. To introduce a discussion about how to make your home a holier place, you could invite family members to design a home for someone who loves the Savior. This may lead to ideas about how to redesign your home to make it a place of peace amid the spiritual danger in the world. Songs like Love at Home, Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth, see hymns numbers 294 and 298, or Where Love Is, from Children's Songbook, pages 138 and 139, could give you ideas. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Suggested song, Where Love Is, Children's Songbook, pages 138 through 139. Improving our teaching. Use your creativity. When you teach your family from the Scriptures, don't limit yourself to the questions and activity ideas suggested in this outline. Let these ideas spark your own creativity. Think about what your family will enjoy and what will help them find connections between the Scriptures and their lives.